You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Hi, everyone. This is Chappelle. I'm on my way in, so I decided to record during my commute. I'm just thinking about some things. How do you get out of the door in the morning? When I say get out of the door, I mean your house. What are some things that you do to stay organized? I'm just thinking about some things that people have told me or some things that I've tried. The first thing that comes to mind is meal prep. Getting a list of everything that you are going to need to cook for the week and going to the grocery store one day a week. And I know that's what I try to stay to, is going to the store one day a week. That way I'm not worried about going to the grocery store. Oh, I need to pick this up. If I'm picking the girls up from practice, I need to stop at the grocery store, pick up something to eat for dinner. No, it's already done. So that is very helpful. It's a time saver. Just do everything you need to do. Get everything you need to get one day a week. When you meal prep, I know my friend, fellow edu professional, Yamika S., she just packages everything up into a Ziploc bag and puts it in her pantry. So she has a visual representation of what she's going to need during a week. She just labels it Monday through Friday. So each day she just grabs the ingredients. Of course, the perishable ingredients are in the refrigerator bundled up too. And she just grabs and she makes it sound so easy. She just grabs and gets dinner together and going about her business. So that's one tip I've heard. Another tip is if you have children in the morning, providing them tasks to do. I know when my girls were smaller, I created a task chart. I put had little pictures on it of things that they're expected to do, and a check mark. It had a Velcro on the back of the check mark, and they would just stick the check mark as they went along with their tasks during the day, and that just gave them some ownership of what they're supposed to be doing in a visual representation. Because they were small, and I gave them little rewards at the end of the week, just committing them on their progress. But as I got older, I used the app Chore Monster. Chore Monster is so simple. They are able to use their own devices, their tablets or their phones. You just upload the app. You create an account for each of your children, and you upload different chores for them to do around the house. And then you would assign points that correlate with whatever chore you wanted to correlate with, and they can cash it in for prizes or rewards. If you want to set it up that way. But that's a good way of monitoring if they've completed their chores. So that's one thing. Just keep your children task oriented in the morning so they can know what they have to accomplish, and they can kind of have autonomy over when they're older, over the order that they would like to do it in. Another tip would be when you get in the morning, when you get in the evening, settle down, dinner's cooked, and now is your time. So lay out your clothes, iron your clothes, get everything together for the next day, and just sit down and just reflect. I have a journal. I call it my reflection journal. Others may call it a bullet journal. I put little stickers, motivational stickers in there, and I just decompress and write down some wins that I had and some things that I feel I need to work on, and just assess and see if those are how the things that I did that day align to my goals. So just having that moment to just decompress at the end of the day and then plan out the next day. Get your to-do list ready for things that you have to accomplish the next day. helps out tremendously when you have to get out of the door. You don't have even have to think about it. Laying your keys, just little things that I found, like, where are my keys? Just put your keys, your laptop bag, your purse, or your wallet, put everything in one spot consistently, and you wouldn't have to worry about where those things are. And I know I was just joking about that the other day with Edu Professional. It's just we got the world on our shoulders and we're keeping everything else organized at school, but when it comes to little stuff, like, where are my keys? Where's my ID badge? Just keep everything together. Put that on in one spot the night before so you'll be ready to go in the morning. So those are just some things I was just thinking about. How to just get out of the door. How do you get out of the door? I would love to hear more things to keep myself organized and to help keep others organized. Feel free to leave comments or tweet me at Chappelle Billings. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.